CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari. Morning, all 7 past 6 on the 5th of September.
I know, can you believe it?
Yep.
You
ask me that a lot. I just trust the computer. I do believe it.
Ask you every morning. Oh, the year is going so fast. Did you enjoy your weekend in Hobart?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks.
Yeah. Did you have a good Father's Day?
Yeah, not bad. I've got a bloody inspection today, though.
No.
You just feel like you can't be home from 9 to 3 because you don't know when they'll be there.
Do you? Oh, so they have their own key and they just let them. Don't you have to let them in?
No.
They just go
the,
in.
The real estate have their own key, yeah.
I feel like it'd be so weird. I'd have to, like, let them in.
Have you not rented before?
No.
You've never rented?
Well, I've rented rooms from people.
Yeah.
But not straight from a real estate agent myself, no.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not one of us, are you?
No, I'm not. Adam.
They let themselves in.
So you did this long to work that out?
But I only got back quite late yesterday, so I haven't really had a chance to clean. I just realised this morning, oh, no, it's the 5th. They're coming.
No.
So it's sort of already clean because I gave it a good go like a week ago, but, you know, that real nice refresher hasn't happened.
Okay.
So, be all right.
Did you make your bed this morning?
A little bit. I mean, I put a bit of... It's better than it was when I left it, so...
At least that's done.
I know. I was like, oh, I better make that a little bit.
Yeah.
But you never know. I might make it back in time to quickly clean. Last couple of times they've inspected, they haven't left a note. Usually they leave a note and say, yeah, good work, it's nice and clean. Or they say, you need to scrub that oven.
Oh, damn that oven.
But they don't leave stuff behind, so I don't even know if they've been. Maybe they don't even turn up.
Oh, maybe they don't. I don't know. It's weird. The weird feeling to think that they're in your house without you there. Like, I think I'd prefer to let them in, then leave, and then lock up. So I know that they're definitely
there. Well,
that
would be just as annoying because you don't know when they're coming, so then you'd be home all day being worried, like, when are they coming?
It's like
when you
have a delivery and they're like, oh, any time between... Yeah, the same thing, 10 and 3, and it's like, oh, I've got to be home all day.
Yeah.
Because they won't leave it on the door.
No, it's a hard life.
It is.
On today's show, we'll catch up with Giovanna Simpson to talk about what's happening in Burnie. Also, we caught up with the CFM Apple for the Teacher winner on Friday. We got some recordings.
Oh, so beautiful, honestly. That whole entire class melted my heart on Friday.
Yeah, so we got a little clip of the class saying why they like Mrs. Mackey. We called her Ms. Mackey, but I think that's because her nomination said Ms.
Yeah, it did.
But I think she's Mrs. Mackey.
Oh, okay.
Well, they were all calling her Mrs. Mackey, so...
So sorry.
Nigel Cooper will tell us about asthma because it's Asthma Week. This hour, today in history, we're going to play Who Dat with Eddie Maguire of Millionaire fame.
Millionaire fame.
The Collingwood man.
Yes.
Going to play with his voice very soon. And 5 second rule to kick us into gear next. Newton Faulkner, good morning. Welcome to the week.
We've only got 5 seconds to say the word.
That's how it works. 5 seconds to say 3 words. Me and Ari challenge each other at this point of the show, but you can play along listening. Alrighty. You going first? As usually.
Yes.
You usually like to go first.
Okay. If you're playing along at home or while you're eating breakfast, see if you can beat Adam in 5 seconds. Name 3 types of tea.
Earl Grey, English breakfast, and... I got confused for a sec what you meant by tea.
I know, that's why I picked this one. I'm going to throw him off today.
I was like, bangers
Waking
and mash.
Waking up on a Monday.
You're going to bangers and mash for your tea?
Well, technically it doesn't say on the card exactly what type of tea. It just says tea.
Yeah, but you see, I needed to pick one and run with it straight away. You got 5 seconds, no time to think.
But yeah, herbal, green tea, black tea.
Yeah, it just took me
teas.
A time to actually start thinking of teas, to be honest.
It's fine, I'll forgive you. Just be kind to me, please.
Ari, in 5 seconds, can you name 3 things that come in aerosol cans?
Deodorant, cream.
Too late.
Damn.
Too bad, how sad. spray paint and
hairspray. Oh, yeah, of course.
Shaving cream.
Oh.
Shame. We've both not started on a good note this week.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
If you can believe it, eBay is 27 years old. It was back in September 1995 that two fellas took part in the first exchange of goods over the website. Their names were Pierre Omidyar and Mark Fraser. Pierre Omidyar is the guy who launched the site himself, changing the landscape of shopping as we know it. Obviously, we all online shop now, but back then, bit different. 1995.
Bit risky.
Well, a lot of people, yeah.
Paid off, though.
I believe in the, at the times, people were like, oh, you've got to be careful putting your credit card on the internet and blah, blah, blah. So I think.
I mean, you still need it.
Yeah.
Probably more now than back then, to be honest.
Yeah. But the very first item that was sold on there was a broken laser pointer. And it was originally called Auction Web, by the way. So yeah. On Auction Web, a broken laser pointer was sold as the first item ever sold on eBay. It was originally listed for $1, but the bidding started. It went up to $14.83. And the guy that bought it, Mark Fraser fella, the reason he bought it was only revealed at the 20th anniversary. It was sort of anonymous who actually bought the first item from the guy who launched the site. He said he was trying to create a laser pointer himself, trying to make one because he couldn't afford one.
Yeah.
He was doing a lot of presentations and the laser pointers were over $100 at the time. And so he's like, I tried to make one and that didn't work. So then someone told me about a brand new website. So I went on there and bought this broken laser pointer and then he fixed it to make it work. So a lot of people were like, why would people be bidding $14 for this broken laser pointer? But that's why. He fixed it to make it work.
And then he got it.
Yeah.
He was able to use it all the time.
Now he's bought over 2,000 things from eBay and loves it, apparently.
How many items have you bought off eBay?
I couldn't tell you, but quite a lot. There'd be hundreds, I'd say.
Hundreds of items off eBay.
I don't know about hundreds, but maybe 100.
I don't know.
I've been shopping on there since 2009. And I know that because my account says 2009 at the end of it.
But that's when their account was created.
Yeah. So sometimes sometimes brand new sealed stuff is just cheaper, the cheapest. It's just shops selling on there. It's not like a person at his house getting rid of stuff or something.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shops on there and they will sell stuff for like cheaper or they have specials there and
yeah.
It's a good place.
I've actually never purchased anything off eBay.
How come?
I don't know. I created an account and then, I don't know, I think it just wigged me out. Like, I've never, done any bids on anything or sat there and been like, oh, someone's outbid me. Oh.
Yeah. A lot of the time I don't do the bidding because I can't be bothered with all that. Just buy it now. Just get it over with.
Just take the money.
I won't want it in 3 days when I have to wait for it to finish, you know? I want it now before I change my mind. Huh? I've sold stuff on there too. It's pretty.
You've sold stuff on there too. What have you sold?
I couldn't tell you. Just different stuff that I don't need anymore that's probably worth some money or maybe some records or something like that.
Yeah.
It's all right, but they do charge a little bit of money for you to list stuff up there. They take a little
Facebook
piece.
Facebook, buy, swap and sell, mate.
Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook. Yeah.
Okay, boomer.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat? Who dat?
I can't tell the difference.
Oh, we're hoping you can tell the difference. We've got 3 audio clips. One is the real Eddie Maguire. If you know it, give us a call on 1300 655 922. If you get it right, you'll be in the draw to win a Thai Imperial Food Feast voucher to the value of $50 and a $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue clean and wood heater assessment.
Alrighty, A, B or C, which one is Eddie Maguire? Is he A?
I just found over the journey so many people gave me a leg up.
B.
There was going to be a day for it. This is it.
C.
I'm going to ask you 5 questions and I'm going to give you 20 seconds to answer them.
Ooh.
What's the ooh? You think it's tough or?
No.
It's easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
So come on, 1-300-6.
As soon as I heard it.
1-300-655-922. Come on, it's easy. We'll go again though, A.
I just found over the journey so many people gave me a leg up.
B.
There was going to be a day for it. This is it.
C.
I'm going to ask you 5 questions and I'm going to give you 20 seconds to answer them.
We need you to tell us A, B or C which one is Eddie Maguire. 1-300-655-922. That there is Noiseworks and this is the Eddie Maguire Challenge.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Christine from Georgetown's on with us to play Who Dat. Christine, we'll run the clips for you and you tell us which one you think is Eddie Maguire. Is he A?
I just found over the journey so many people gave me a leg up.
Is he B?
There was going to be a day for it. This is it.
Is he C?
I'm going to ask you 5 questions and I'm going to give you 20 seconds to answer.
Which one's Eddie Maguire, Christine?
Well, I think it's A.
You think it's A?
I just found over the journey so many people gave me a leg up.
Yeah, mate.
Christine, you've done it!
I've done it again!
Yeah, mate.
You've done it again! Go, Christine.
I appreciate your radio station. I really do.
Oh, thanks Christine. Well, Christine, you are in the draw to win that $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metalworks and a Thai Imperial food voucher to the value of $50.
Oh, thank you, Dawn. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Christine. B was Andrew O'Keefe. C was Grant Denyer. Do we have her details?
Yeah.
Oh, we do.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
Today, the 5th of September, let's have a look at it in history. What happened on this day throughout the years, Ari?
Oh, it's too much, Adam.
Do you think?
Well, there's a lot of days and a lot of years.
A lot of days?
A lot of one days and a lot of different years.
Yeah, I see what you're saying now. Well, it was on this day in 1976, Jim Henson's The Muppet Show premiered in the USA.
It's The Muppet Show with our very special guest star, Mr. Steve Martin.
I actually really hate The Muppet Show.
You hate The Muppets?
Yeah.
Have an art. What's wrong with you? Why would you?
I don't know. I just really don't like them. They're kind of creepy.
I love them.
That doesn't surprise me.
I'm not interested in Treasure Island. I'm not interested in A Christmas Carol. I'm interested in Muppet Treasure Island and A Muppet Christmas Carol, all right? It's got to be Muppets or get out.
That's so weird.
Why?
I don't know. I just think they're a little bit creepy.
I think they make everything better.
I think they're
better.
A little bit scary, even. Just a little bit odd and strange.
Okay. On this day in 1984, Western Australia became the very last Australian state to finally abolish capital punishment. That's not the right one. Had them in the wrong order. That's meant to be the electric chair. But obviously that's not how they were doing it in 1984.
No.
On this day in 2017, here we go with the wind, Hurricane Irma became the most powerful hurricane at the time ever recorded. It happened around the Florida region in 2017 with winds up to 280 k an hour.
That's a lot of
wind. I was in California at the time, quite close. I was like, is this going to blow over here? Do I need to be worried or nah?
Didn't. You're fine.
Nah, I was fine. Yeah. It was mostly Florida and stuff. Mexico, I think, was hit.
Yeah.
But nah, California fine. So I'm still here. And on this day in 2019, a brand new theory emerged about the Loch Ness Monster. You a fan of the Loch Ness Monster? All the theories?
Those stories are good.
Well, a new theory emerged about it on this day 2 years ago. It may be a giant eel.
That would make sense, to be honest.
That there's something
it's,
in there.
It's possible. It definitely could have been there for a very long time, and it kind of looks similar.
Hmm. It's a good point.
It's so, probably legit.
So that's history. Before we go to news, we want to tell you about this. Best of the best. It's on right now.
It is on right now. You can get your votes in for your favourite coffee at cfmtaz.com.au. Now, you can only vote once per day per email. And this is coffee. This is not customer service, not food at the coffee shop. We just really, Adam and I really like our coffee. We want to know who has the best coffee
on the Northwest Coast, and just by voting you will go into the draw to win $100 of cold hard cash
and to get yourself some coffees.
Yeah,
or
you
whatever
can spend,
you want
spend
really.
That on coffee or yeah.
So yeah, not customer service, not food, not brunch, breakfast, beat, anything like that. We just want to know who makes the best coffee.
Exactly, because breakfast and brunch may be like another category.
Later this week, who knows?
We'll take care of that later. Customer service, another category.
Yeah,
don't worry about it right
now.
We
need to know coffee.
Exactly.
Maybe we need to go test out some coffee shops today.
Mm.
Yeah, delish.
Don't tempt me.
Oh, so good.
We're getting the jitters.
How many coffees is too many coffees?
Yeah,
the limit does not exist.
Three, probably.
Yeah.
CFN's best of the best for Jackson Motor Company. Proud locals, supporting locals. Visit jmc.com.au and visit cfmtaz.com.au to vote now.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari. Morning, all. So what happened on your weekend?
I actually did quite a fair bit. I went out to Westside Pharmacy on Saturday and watched the team raise some funds for Do It for Cancer Council.
Mm.
So Joe dyed his hair pink and Shanae and Kylie shaved their heads. So I went live on Facebook with that. There was quite a few people there, face painting for a donation. Waffles.
Ooh.
Like the barbecue was pumping. There was like a chocolate wheel.
Mm.
Quite a few people down there. So if you
can you explain to me what is it? What is a chocolate wheel?
Well, you donate and then you know, I think it was like 50 cents for a number. So you could choose however many numbers you wanted. Obviously all the money raised going to Cancer Council Tasmania, and they spin the wheel and then if it lands on your number you got some chocolate.
Right.
Yeah. And there was bubbles and yeah, it was lots of fun for the kids. And then there was also the football in Ulverston. So Ulverston was popping. And then I went to the Central Coast Business Awards night. Not going to lie, I overdressed.
Did you?
Way overdressed. See, I was like ready for like a full gala.
Yeah.
And I kind of just kept my coat on. Whoopsies.
Mate, it's Fancy Friday, not Fancy Sunday.
I know,
what were you thinking?
I actually saved the dress. I didn't wear the dress on Fancy Friday because I was like, nah, I got to be fancy on Saturday night. Better save it. And right. Then I was like, yeah, I think I overdressed. I definitely overdressed. And then, you know, that panic that sinks in, like, oh, well, better be overdressed than underdressed.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
Today we want to talk about what food could you name your kids after? What's this about?
There's actually quite a fair bit, a fair few names that you could really change, you know, change if you want to and have a food name if you want. But parents name their newborn daughter after their favourite Indian dish. So pakora?
Pakora, right.
I think that's how you pronounce it.
Don't know pakora.
No. Yeah, so, I mean, beautiful name though.
Come here, butter chicken.
Well, I think that's a little
Who
bit
made
out.
The mess in here? Was it you, butter chicken?
I think that's a little out there. But a lot of common names that are food, for example, Bossman's niece, Poppy.
Yeah,
Poppy
well,
seeds.
Let's not forget Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin from Coldplay's kid named Apple.
Yeah, there's... Oh, yeah. Actually, I do know that one. Yeah. A popular one is rye.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, like rye bread, lemon...
I know George Costanza on Seinfeld was a big fan of the name Pepsi or something, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's a bit.
And then he also wanted to call a kid Seven at some point, I think.
My dad wanted to call our dog Seven.
Really?
He was like the seventh child because there were six kids and then our little beagle.
I don't think I could live with it because it's an odd number. It bothered me. You know what I mean? Call it six.
Is that OCD kicking in? And other names like Honey. You love that teacher that was nicknamed Honey.
Well, we nicknamed her Miss Honey because she said she teached because she loved Miss Honey on Matilda. Yeah. And then I forgot her real name.
Yeah,
I think it was Rachel, but I can't remember.
Shout out to you, Miss Honey. And also Maple as well. Like, a lot of food-related names that are actually quite beautiful as well. So,
yep.
Not a bad idea.
Yep, give us some suggestions. 1-300-655-922. What's a good food to name your kid after? Or you can pop it up online, CFM Bernie, CFM Devonport on Facebook. We'll get to some of your comments next. Super High Nika on CFM. Morning.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Before 8 o'clock, we'll catch up with the Queen of Bernie, Giovanna Simpson, to tell us what's happening in Bernie. Word Sanger on the way as well. Dog news coming up later on. We're talking to Nigel Cooper about asthma. It's Asthma Week. And we have a clip of our Apple for the Teacher winner and her students to play for you too. Right now we're talking about what food could you name a kid after?
Quite a lot, it turns out. Zara has said lemon, apple, blossom, clementine, cocoa, Colby, like Colby cheese,
like the
I'm
cheese.
Guessing. And then I guess Brie is another option.
Brie, yes.
Yeah, so there's actually a lot more than we probably think.
Christine's written in, bangers and mash, you could name the kid. I think it'd be a good name for a set of twins. Bangers and Mash. Imagine them coming down the hallway.
Oh, what up, Bangers?
Morning, Bangers. Morning, Mash. Which one of you two kids made a mess in here? Was it you, Bangers? Was it you, Mash? Do you think it'd be good?
That'd be so weird. So weird. Kaza said Kofta.
Yeah, well, Malai Kofta, my favourite of the
kofta.
Indian curries.
Yum. Honestly, so delicious. Not sure about Selena's comment, calling someone sushi. Sushi.
Yeah.
Maybe for a dog. Sushi.
Yeah,
sushi.
That's a good dog name.
Sushi.
Is
that
it,
would work.
Is it weirder than apple? I think it's not. I think apple's weirder.
I don't know. Apple. I really don't know.
Would sushi be a girl or a boy name? You think probably girl?
I think maybe a girl's name.
See, whereas apple, it's like, is that a girl or boy name? It's not a name.
Apple.
You know what I mean? I can picture a sushi as a kid more than apple.
Hey, apple, how are you? Maybe a girl.
You think?
Maybe. Well, I guess it doesn't really matter, does it?
I just don't think it's a name.
Yeah.
Where, at least with sushi, we can kind of picture it. Oh, that's a girl's name. You know what I mean? So I think sushi's better than apple.
Okay.
So what we're saying, Selena, is you are better than Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin. So congrats.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Yes. Home of the Ning Ning Nong controversy.
On Devonport's hit music station, 107.7 CFM.
Good morning. We're talking about kids named after foods, and Alex has given us a call. Go for it, Alex.
Well, I got a friend's name who's got a child, and it's, if you look at it and it's red, like if you're reading it, it's apple, but because they're French, it's apelé.
Apelé.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do they put an accent on the E, like with the little dash?
I have no idea, but if you were to, like, just to read it, it looks like apple, but it's actually pronounced apple. However you pronounce it in French, it's apple.
Okay.
So, well, that makes it sound way better.
All in the pronunciation.
Yeah, or maybe it's le apple.
No, I don't
apple.
Apple.
Have a great day.
You too, Alex. Thanks for your call.
That's it. Make everything a French name. Just turn it into a French name and then it's instantly beautiful.
Cough day.
Le cough day.
Le bangers and mash.
Okay, it still doesn't work with bangers and mash.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
And this morning, talking about kids named after food, Chantel's written in, Palmy. Palmy turned 6 yesterday. Oh, congrats.
And then the other option is Palmer.
Exactly.
You know, two names. There's Reuben as well, like Reuben from Peking Duck. Reuben is a delicious...
Is that you, Ari? Oh, Reuben Rod, get out of here.
And Reuben Rod, yeah, exactly. Reuben is a delicious smoked meat sandwich.
Oh, I never heard of
and,
it.
And also Olive, like Drew Barrymore's daughter.
Olive. Yeah, Olive's nice.
Olive's nice, isn't it?
It's not like apple, is it? Anyway, dog news. A woman recently went to her new boyfriend's house to meet his dog for the first time, but was left in shock when the pet allegedly criticised her appearance. According to the 25-year-old woman, she's been dating her 31-year-old boyfriend, Michael, for 4 months and had only ever seen his pooch in pictures and videos.
Mm-hmm.
The plan was for her to go to Michael's house and cook dinner where she could meet his dog at the same time. However, after the couple sat down to talk, she noticed the pet was moving around in a funny way. Michael laughed at it. And feeling puzzled, she asked him what his dog was actually doing. It was then when things got weird. Talking to Reddit, where she goes by the username LauraJade2013, the confused girlfriend wrote, "Michael said that the dog was telling him about me." I was like, okay. And then he flat out said that the dog thought I was ugly. This shocked
me. What, the dog thought or he thought?
He said that the dog thought that. It shocked her.
That's a dog thing.
She said, "I looked at Michael and asked if he was serious. He started explaining that his dog is like that with some people and that I shouldn't get offended over his animal's behaviour."
What?
Maybe he's, you know, I don't know.
It'd make more sense if it was like a smell, like the dog didn't like
yeah, the I know. Scent the of the dogs human. Not, couldn't not, care less.
Not the look of you.
How good looking a human being is. They don't care. Unless you've got like a scary mask on or something. Sometimes they get scared. They don't care about... But anyway, my issue wasn't with the dog, but with what Michael said. It's like he was having, he was indirectly giving his opinion about my looks, but using the dog as an excuse.
Yeah, I would have felt that too.
Mm. An argument ensued, and she ended up cancelling dinner altogether and just headed home. Michael called her several times, and when she eventually picked up, he accused her of overreacting.
No. No. Well, I don't... Or was it the dog overreacting?
She continued, "He advised me to get rid of the toxic sensitivity I have and deal with whatever insecurity I have as soon as possible because what happens will set the tone for our relationship and eventually our marriage later." They'd been together for a few months, by the way.
I'm pretty sure her response should be, "What relationship? There is
and
none."
And then bam, hang up.
Yeah, bam, mic drop.
Yeah. One Reddit user advised, "So either your boyfriend's a total a-hole."
Which is probably right.
Yeah, who uses his dog to insult you, or he truly actually believes he can speak to the dog telepathically. Either way.
Either way, you should probably
get out of there.
Not be in that relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it says. Either way, he's not someone I would lose any sleep over. Thankfully, you found out what a weird a-hole he is only 4 months in. Drop the dead weight. All's well that ends well if that guy's gone. Yeah. So it's for the best.
No, I just.
Dogs.
Want
dog. That's why you have him.
Exactly.
Or why you don't. Dog. No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog.
I just want a dog. A dog. Dog. And I want my dog to be. Films. Word
Sanger. Something.
It is time to play Word Sanger. Theo, our word machine, will give you two words. If you think you know the word that goes in the middle of the Sanger, give us a call on 1300 655 922. If you get that word right, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater. They're open 7 days.
Alrighty, Theo, what's our words, fella?
Your words: asthma and jacket.
Oh, Theo, yeah, hiccup.
Theo.
Your words: asthma and jacket.
He means to say your words for today are, and then asthma and jacket. Something must have happened with the recording process behind the scenes there. Asthma and jacket. Pretty easy, though, once you get past the error in the recording.
Theo.
Asthma something something jacket. What's the something in the middle? 1-300-655-922 to play Word Sanger.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Loz from Shearwater on to play Word Sanger this morning. Now Theo's going to give you that weird clue again, and you tell us what goes in the middle.
Your words: asthma and jacket.
What goes in the middle, Loz?
Puffer.
The word for my Sanger is puffer. Asthma puffer. Puffer jacket.
She's done it.
Well done, Loz from Shearwater. You've done it.
Lovely, thank you.
Congratulations. You are in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater.
Lovely, thanks, Pete.
Well done. Hang there. We'll grab your details.
Your next chance to win will be Chorus Kings just after 8:30. Next up, we're talking to Giovanna Simpson about Bernie. CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Good morning. We're joined by Queen G.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder, jetty, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind.
She's on to once again tell us what's happening in Bernie. Giovanna, good morning.
Good morning. I can't help but dance when I hear that music.
That's the way.
It's a great way to start a Monday. How are you guys?
We're
doing
great.
Very well, Giovanna. All right, big, big deal today. Local government candidate nominations are open from 9 a.m.
Yes, how exciting. So the election is happening soon. We all know that. We've seen the signs out and about. But the candidate nominations open this morning from 9 a.m. So if you're standing for election, it's a fantastic opportunity to represent your community. So if you want a seat at the table, then we encourage people to step forward. And we want people from diverse backgrounds to nominate so we can ensure, I guess, that a wide range of views are represented as well. So they do close at 12 noon on Monday the 19th of September. So you've got a little bit of time, but my suggestion is getting quick. And for more info or some online training modules as well, you can go to the Local Government of Tasmania website or go to our Facebook page and follow the links. That easy.
Oh, how exciting. And I can confirm that the training modules are actually amazing. They've
Well done for doing them, Ari. How exciting is that?
Yeah, they're really easy to register, and they come through your emails super, you know, smoothly. There's been no hassle. And, yeah, it's been really easy just to sit down and have a read through and learn a bit more about council. So if you are interested, I definitely recommend jumping on.
Are you doing it?
I am. I am running for council. Yes. Thanks to the help from Giovanna.
Yes, absolutely. Look, it's a fantastic thing, and I think if you want to have a say in the community, as you said, doing those modules is a great idea to get a bit of background information about being on council. But Aria, I'm super pumped that you're going for your local council. So, you know, get on board. Let's do this, and let's get some amazing women in council.
Yes, Giovanna. Oh, you've influenced me.
Fantastic. That's brilliant. I wish you all the luck, Ari. So I'm excited about the weeks to come.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And Parklands High School in Bernie, they're taking us back to the 80s.
They are. We are winding back of the clock to this one. They're bringing out their 2022 production to the stage later this month. It's back to the 80s, and it's going to feature all the best hits of the decade. We're talking Bon Jovi, Wham, Rick Astley. I think there's even some Rick Astley dancers in there. I've seen a couple of the highlights.
Okay.
You know, it's a great storyline, lots of throwbacks and lots of one-liners as well. And I was in high school in the 80s, so let's not forget the perm either, because I went through that phase too. I'm bound to know all the hints, but there are 50 students involved and 35 of those have actually got acting roles. So that's pretty huge for a school. It's going to be held at Parklands High School in their Performing Arts Centre, and there'll be 5 opportunities to see the show, starting with their opening night on the 15th of September. And you can grab your tickets now at trybooking.com. Mm,
I wonder if they'll play any Roxette for you, Ari.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
I do know them. I just forgot at that time that we were talking about it. All right, G. And there's so many events coming to the Bernie Arts and Function Centre. One that is definitely close to home, the Speak Up, Stay Chatty event.
Yeah, super keen for that one. Tickets go on sale this morning from 9 a.m. Lots of things happening at 9 a.m. this morning.
Yeah.
The Speak Up, Stay Chatty Blue Tie Ball. First time to ever happen in Bernie. So make sure you wear something blue. Book your tickets. They're $160. And that covers a 3-course meal, live music and auction. And we've got guest speakers from Speak Up, Stay Chatty, of course. So really, really keen for that one. We've also got Rocking Through the Ages. That's hitting the stage on September the 9th. and that's guaranteed to please. It's got all the hits from days gone by with, you know, big screens showing original music clips and TV commercials from the 50s, 60s and 70s. Really high-energy show. So, you know, it's going to be great and a good one to encourage audience to join in and sing, because I think we're going to know some of the hits. Yeah. Elvis Presley, Roy Orbison, you know, all the big guns. So, you know, that's a great show. And John Williamson is doing his Winding Back tour as well. So he had a, I think he had to cancel some of the shows due to COVID. So he's definitely back in action. You know, he's got a 50-plus year career and he'll be singing out all the hits in Burnie. So get your tickets. The Winding Back tour takes us, I think it's got more than 40 dates across Australia as well, from what I know.
Wow.
And you can book online now at burniearts.net. Lots going on.
Oh, it's all happening in Burnie, Adam.
Yes.
I know. I had to take a breath then because there was so much going on. When do I breathe there?
Yeah. That's the Queen of Burnie, Giovanna Simpson, with us telling us all about it. Thank you very much this morning, Your Highness.
My pleasure. And good luck, Ari, in the local elections. Get on board.
Oh, thanks, Giovanna, and thank you so much for all your help.
Love your work.
CFM's Adam and Ari for Breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari. Morning, all. 5th of September. Welcome to it. Monday.
Happy Monday, by the way. It is a great week, Adam, to have a great week.
Yeah, but it doesn't count if every week is like that.
No, it is. It is, because how does it get any better than this? It gets better and better.
Okay. On the way this hour, Nigel Cooper will tell us about Asthma Week. Chorus King's coming up too. Also, we paid a visit to our CFM Apple for the Teacher winner at Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic School, Devonport, Mrs. Mackey. We've been calling her Miss just because I don't
think... The nomination had that.
MS. That was Ms, I think,
so
written.
So sorry.
But they recorded some stuff about why they love her as a teacher, and she recorded some stuff for us too. Also, they recorded this as a little bonus.
iHeartRadio.
Very good.
Yes. Cotton socks. We walked in and that's the first thing they yelled out. Not even CFM, just I have radio.
I've been practicing.
So proud.
Birthday book on the way as well. Also, we'll catch up with the street team. They're out and about with freebies. Renner will be at Mitre 10 Port Sorrel.
And Caden is out at Action Auto Glass in Burnie.
We'll check in with them next.
Load it up with the Coast Best Free Stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM street team.
It sure is, Renner. Good morning to you out there in Port Sorrel.
Hello, bangers and mash. Good morning.
Bangers and mash for breakfast. Good morning.
Happy Monday, guys. Love, love, love. All right, guys. It's me, Renren, from the CFM Street Team, and I am here today, of course, at Beck's Mitre 10 in Port Sorrel. Oh, how I love their staff here. They have friendly and reliable team who can help you get the job done. I just spoke with Paul and he is absolutely amazing. Also, guys, do you know a legend in your community? Nominate them now to Mitre 10's Community Award for a chance to win $100 gift card. You can nominate in-store or online, and the winner will be drawn at the end of each month. I've got Williams Wraps, the only Tasmanian-made wraps. Don't settle for mainland imports. Buy local, support local. So come and see me here at Beck's Mitre 10 in Port Sorrel. Love, love, love. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, Renaline. And out in Burnie, Caden is at Action Auto Glass. What up, K-Dog?
Morning, guys. Happy Monday. This morning, of course, I'm at the front of Action Auto Glass at their new showroom here in Wivenhoe. Now, on board the cruise, we've got the Sea Show bags. I've got some beanies, thanks to the team at Action Auto Glass. We've got some stickers, flavoured milk, and, of course, your Cripps wraps, the only Tasmanian-made wraps. Don't settle for mainland imports. Buy local and support local. So come and see me. I'm at the front of the new showroom here at Action Auto Glass, now open in Wivenhoe. It's a CFM Cruise app powered by Harvey Norman Burnie, the king of big screen TVs.
There he goes, Caden.
Well done.
He's out there in Wivenhoe.
He's got his H's back. Go, Caden.
No, he lost them, did he? Oh, I didn't hear any H's. Wivenhoe.
Wivenhoe. Oh.
I was hearing all morning. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I think he's still lost those. He'll be right. He'll be okay, though. All right, birthday book next.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Alrighty, time to shout some birthdays out. Firstly, we had a message to our Burnie office last week. This is for Sunday, but a big happy birthday to Crystal Alderson. Love from Maxine and the work crew for yesterday.
Huge happy birthday to you.
The rest of these have been submitted through the website cfmtaz.com.au and they're all in the draw to win $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport. They've got marquees, photo booths and lots more.
A huge happy birthday to Katana from Penguin. Happy birthday, Katana. We hope you have a great day. Love, Sky, Gracie and George.
Another one for you, Katana, from Penguin. Happy 8th birthday to you, dear Katana. We hope you have a wonderful day. Love from Leanne, Andrew and the family in Hobart.
Another one for you, Katana. Happy 8th birthday, Katana. Hope you have an amazing day. Love, Cass, Nate, Jada, Indy and Willie. Love your beautiful girl.
Phil Taylor, also known as Poppy from Wynyard. Happy 60th birthday to the best dad and Poppy. We love you more than dinosaurs.
Aww.
It's a lot of love.
That is.
We hope you have the best day and can't wait to celebrate with you. Love from Oscar, Knox, Nat and Trent.
Huge happy birthday to Adele Ruby from Sisters Beach. To our beautiful, amazing granddaughter Adele Ruby. Happy 4th birthday, sweetheart. Nanny and Poppy love you so much. Thanks for all that you are, Nanny's little rock collector and cooking partner. And Poppy's forever little squid and Auntie Dee Dee's little naughty. Love you to infinity and beyond. Forever always, number one fans.
Bit of Buzz Lightyear. Ellie Mackey from Devonport, a huge shout out to Ellie, wishing him a very happy 9th birthday. Have a fabulous day and enjoy the Jack Jumpers tomorrow night. We'll see you there, Ellie.
Yeah, we will.
With lots of love from Mum, Dad, Thomas and Owen. And just to cover me, it could be Eli.
Yeah, it could be. Another one for Katana from Penguin. Happy birthday to our beautiful granddaughter, Katana, who is 8 today. Lots of hugs and kisses. Love, Nan and Pop in Melbourne.
Kai Hicks from Railton. Happy birthday, cool cousin Kai.
Ooh.
Lots of love from the little cousins, Emmy and Jack.
And a final one for Katana from Penguin. Happy 8th birthday, warrior Princess Katana. We love you so much and can't wait to spoil you after school. Love always and forever, Mum and Ryder.
Alrighty, up next, we visited Our Lady of Lords in Devonport and we visited our Apple for the Teacher winner there, Mrs. Mackey. And we've got some audio to play for you after Imagine Dragons, CFM's Adam and Ari. There they are, the gang. Mrs. Mackey's grade 6 class there down at Our Lady of Lords. Mrs. Mackey was our winner for Apple for the Teacher. Again, sorry for calling her Ms. Mackey, but
I'm so sorry.
It was on the nomination. Blame that lovely person that nominated her.
I think she got quite a few nominations as well. But yeah, we went to the school and it was just so beautiful to be in the classroom, you know, where all the kids are and hearing from the kids as well why they think that it was such a deserving winner as well.
Mm.
Oh, they just honestly melted my heart.
Well, this is what they had to say, also what Mrs. Mackey had to say.
I think she deserves it because she's such an amazing teacher and whenever someone is feeling sad or anything, she's always there to cheer us up and she spreads her positivity all around the classroom. And she's very talented in art, so we get to do a lot of fun activities in our class. And if someone is struggling with their work, she would always be there to help us. So if there was any teacher in the school that deserved this award, it would definitely be Mrs. Mackey.
I've had a hard time about something personal and she's always been there to talk to about it and help me, and that's why she's such a good teacher.
Thanks, Mrs. Mackey, for giving me hairbands for my hair.
I wanted to just thank Mrs. Mackey, and I'm so glad that I got to have my last year in primary school with her.
And I would just really like to thank all the students and the support of their wonderful families for voting, and absolutely a big thank you to our wonderful TAs over here, Beck and Miss Bell, and of course the other grade 6 teacher, Alison, next door. We all make a really great team and we all love working with this group of students. I love being a teacher and I love teaching this class and seeing the spark in the eyes of my students when they learn something new or overcome a challenge is just the best feeling for me. And I love being there for these guys and being able to have a positive impact on them academically, socially, emotionally, spiritually. It's why I come to work, making those connections with the kids, going outside and playing with them, four square, soccer, football, just having a bit of fun, working hard and playing hard.
And providing hair ties.
And providing hair ties. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
There she is, our Apple for the Teacher winner for this year, Mrs. Mackey. You had me at four square.
Yes.
All right, CFM's best of the best. starts today. Voting, you can vote right now.
Get your votes in at cfmtaz.com.au. We are looking for the best of the best coffee across the Northwest Coast. Make your vote count. You can only vote once per day. It's different to every other year.
Mm-hmm.
And just, we're looking for just coffee.
And just by voting, you go into the draw to win $100 cold hard cash, as they call it in the industry.
Yeah.
I've heard him say that.
Yeah, okay, Adam.
cfmtaz.com.au to vote for the best of the best coffee for Jackson Motor Company. Proud locals, supporting locals. Visit jmc.com.au. News.
Take it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it!
Something else that will wake you up besides coffee is singing with Chorus Kings. For your chance to win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher, you got to play Chorus Kings this week with us. They are local just like us. All you need to do is finish the chorus by calling 1300 655
922. Alrighty, we need the line that comes after this one. Now I gotta cut loose.
Oh,
what's the next bit? Simple. 1300 655 922. Come on, it's pretty easy.
Now I gotta cut loose.
I mean, real easy.
I can't talk because I want to sing it.
Pick up the phone, 1300 655 922, and you'll go into the draw for that $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. We're gugging.
Now I gotta cut loose.
Easy. Keep it simple on a Monday. 1300 655 922.
Take it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it!
At 1300 655 922, we have Tide from Burnie, Tasmania on the phone. We'll give you the line, Tide, and you take it from there, all right? You ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah, I got loose.
Go now, Tide.
I got foot loose. You, what is it? Yeah. I got foot loose. You got your Sunday shoes.
Yeah, we'll give it to you.
That was amazing. Well done, Todd. You are in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at Leading Edge Electronics.
Yeah, thank you so much.
No problems, mate, anytime. But don't hang up. We need to get your contact details.
Yeah.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
New data has revealed this asthma week, which is right now until this Wednesday as well, by the way, Ari.
Mm-hmm.
New data has revealed more than a quarter of people with asthma are uncomfortable using their puffer in public, and asthma sufferers are also left feeling unsupported in the workplace, with half feeling their workplace does not view asthma as a valid reason to take sick leave, or they feel unsure about it. Now, Ari, you have asthma. Do you feel either of these?
I don't have severe asthma. Yep. In really cold weather, I wheeze a lot.
Yep.
So it's not severe, but I do use a puffer. But you're talking to me, like...
Yeah, you're not uncomfortable about anything.
No, I ran the glow run with my asthma puffer in a cow costume.
Yeah,
so I don't
exactly.
think the puffer was standing out. I think it was the cow costume.
Yeah, but it does turn out more than a quarter of people with asthma do feel uncomfortable in public. To tell us more about this new research, we have Nigel Cooper, Asthma Australia General Manager. Morning, Nigel.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So what can you tell us about this new research?
Well, look, we surveyed over 1,000 people across Australia to get their thoughts around asthma. And in particular, this one stat really stood out for us. And as you were quoting before, over 50% feel their workplace does not view asthma as a valid reason to take sick leave, or they're left feeling unsure. And that's quite a shocking stat, really, when you think that over 50% of people are going to work potentially with asthma symptoms, so they could be wheezing, coughing, feeling unwell, but think that it's not a valid reason to actually stay home, go see your doctor and get well. So it means we potentially have people in the workplace feeling unwell with their asthma when they should actually be home getting recovering.
Yeah, so what are the implications of this stigma in the workplace?
Well, I guess the biggest one is that we've got people at work unwell who really should be home. And also stigma leaves people feeling embarrassed or they're ashamed. And so I guess what we want to understand is, why do people feel embarrassed and ashamed? And we know that COVID has had a bit of an impact on this as well. In the survey we asked, and 45% actually said if they saw somebody coughing, they'd consider them to be infectious. Mm-hmm. So I think when you layer that on top of people with asthma already feeling a note, like that you said, that 25% feeling they don't want to use their puffer in public, and then you've got this fear around COVID and coughing and people looking at them, it just means that people are less likely to talk about their asthma, be upfront about it. We potentially have people going to work unwell when they should be home. So we really need to change this narrative.
Mm, I think we can all relate, even people that don't have asthma, with not wanting to cough in public in general, because you feel like
everyone's like kind of looking at you.
Yeah, so that would be definitely tough for people with asthma. What can we do as if we're friends with them, family with them, co-workers with them? How can we support them?
Well, we'd say to people, you know, have a conversation. Just open up a dialogue and just start talking about asthma. Everybody's asthma is different, and some people might have had asthma since they were kids. Some people might get asthma as adults. We know there's 2.7 million people, so one in nine. So asthma is incredibly common. We also know that we have over 400 asthma deaths a year. So we know that every day somebody dies from asthma. So what we're saying is have a conversation with your family, with your workplace. Talk about how asthma impacts you, and just talk about it, and just start to develop this narrative, this conversation. And also, we just encourage people, you know, visit our website, asthma.org.au, call 1-800-ASTHMA, speak to an asthma educator, get some information, and let's get some education out there. And there are elite athletes and people with asthma who are functioning at an incredibly high level, and we just need to remove this stigma that there's something wrong about having asthma, or why you don't need to be ashamed because you've got asthma.
There is one thing I find, like, you know, I have to use a puffer when we're running in our training, that it's almost like I do, that's probably one thing that comes up just in the back of my mind, like, oh, they probably think I'm really unfit because I'm having to use my asthma puffer. That's probably like one little thought, and then I'm like, oh, it's cold out. Like, I need to use it.
Yeah.
That's a great insight, isn't it, really? That, you know, your people, or you're thinking back of your mind, that people will relate your asthma to poor fitness.
Yeah.
And the two aren't connected at all. They're really not. You can be a high-performer, elite athlete with asthma. And so you're right, but it's that's that dialogue that goes on in our head. And so I'd say, no, it's not to do with your fitness, but just make sure you warm up well, use your puffer before you exercise, and just make sure your colleagues around you know that it's not to do with fitness at all. It's just related to the fact that your airway is narrow, particularly when you exercise, and the blue puffer relieves it.
Nigel Cooper, Asthma Australia General Manager, thanks so much for shedding some light on this important subject. Asthma Week running till the 7th.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Morning, welcome to the week. Adam and Ari here to bring you into it, and today we're talking about kids being named after food.
There's some funny comments here actually coming through, Adam. Azua Russell has gone, my daughter is pretty insistent. I name my daughter Baby Sausage.
Mmm, it's a good name. It's a good name for a sausage dog, maybe.
Baby Sausage.
Mmm.
Sausage. Sup, Sausage? Hey, what's going on, Sauce?
I'm very pleased to announce that last night I gave birth to a little baby sausage here.
It's a bit weird, isn't it?
We were talking before about potentially naming twins Bangers and Mash, and Amy's written in, if I had twins, I'd name them Fish and Chips.
Now, Fish, I don't find that weird because, like, it's a nickname short for, like, Fisher.
Yeah.
So Fish, like, what up, Fish?
Yeah.
That sounds, what up, Chips?
Yeah, it's a bit weird. A bit the Chips gets the short end of the short straw on that one.
Jenny has gone Falafel.
Mm-hmm.
It's always hard for me to say that one.
Falafel. Does that work as a name?
Falafel. I'm not sure.
Last night I gave birth to baby falafel here. Suppose,
I guess maybe.
It might work, yeah. Would you say a boy's name or a girl's name for falafel?
Maybe a boy?
Yeah, I'm thinking boy for some reason.
Yeah, maybe.
Don't know why though, but yeah, boy.
What about Devon?
Devon. That'd be a boy, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It's a very earthy sort of name, Devon.
Devon.
G'day, my name's Devon.
Yeah. I like to build stuff with me hands.
Yeah, use me bare hands.
On the way, we've got Justin Bieber, Jimmy Eat World. This is the Kid Leroy, 1,000 Miles, Adam and Ari. G'day.
Morning.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Before we go, just another reminder, the time's running out to be a part of this.
The Northwest Coast biggest ever footy tipping competition.
I don't know who would have got the tips right this weekend, Ari. Brisbane beat Richmond after being pumped by Melbourne previously, and Melbourne lost to Sydney after pumping Brisbane.
It's all over the shop, so, and I don't even follow football, and I'm confused.
Pretty curious to see who would have tipped that result, because there mightn't be too many others that also got it right. So.
Do you know who's super proud? We've got our own staff tipping here at the office. Hmm. You know who's really proud about their tips this season? Boss man.
I've heard him.
Yeah.
He's been told everyone.
You know who's not proud? Martin Agerton from the newsroom. He's devastated. He's got second.
Those two buttheads on the footy tipping all the time every year. It's always between those two.
Every single year. Jess did really well too. I think Jess came in third.
She's very good at it as well.
Yeah, she is very good at footy tipping, and you might be as well. And if you're not like me and you just have no idea what's going on, still register because you'll be in the draw to win a brand new 2022 Volkswagen Polo. And also, there's an option of winning a Harvey Norman Devonport prize pack worth nearly $5,000, giant flat-screen TV, Apple iPad, and a theatre lounge.
Mm. So cfmtas.com.au to be a part of Bernie and Devonport Volkswagen's biggest ever footy tipping competition. All thanks to Harvey Norman Devonport. Get a footy's final king-size TV now at Harvey Norman Devonport. Workday hits with me next.
Yeah, because boss man's on holiday.
I'll stay here if you want to.
Yeah, all right.
If you could get out.
We'll see you later then, Adam.
Cheers. See you in the morning.
Bye.